Hello, everyone, and welcome to the penultimate episode of Debatatorium 2006. My name is Frank Allen. Now, this means, so you all know, this is the last episode before the final ultimate debate. We already know that Lord Zest is going to be in the final debate.
Bah!
But we're going to find out who goes up against him.
I will hang his entrails from a tree.
Only if you win. Only if you win.
I will do it regardless, and I've already won. The seers of my tribe have foretold it.
Well, why don't you introduce yourself, debater number one?
I am the most powerful, magnificent Kraltar the Mighty! Cheer for me!
Woo! Yay!
Thank you. And now, of course, you have won two debates at this point.
I will win all debates. Debates.
But you are going up against a wild card, which means a debater.
As you did before.
As we
and
did
your
before.
Wild card could not best that which is me.
Well, we'll see if they can this time. Debater number two, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Dot, and I'm the smallest woman in the world.
Welcome. Welcome to our studio. Welcome back to our studio.
Thank you. May I clarify something before we begin?
Oh, of course. Please.
My name is Dot, and I have no other name.
You don't
there
have a
no
last name?
No.
Interesting.
We only have one name on Planet Small.
Really?
Yes.
Well, as someone from Planet Small, you could be considered someone with the last name Small.
Only if you could be Frank Earth.
All right. Now, both of both of the debaters.
My opponent has yet to arrive.
No, she's right here on this chair.
Where?
Look, down a little bit. Down.
It's fine.
There.
I see nothing.
No, she's
except
just
a very decorative chair bead.
All right, well, good. Maybe you won't kill your opponent this time. You just listen to the voice. And
it is an incredibly ornate chair bead.
Both debaters are really well prepared for this debate. They've both
I will
studied
add it
up,
to my collection.
Of course. Studied up on this debate. Now, it's kind of, a hot-button issue, as we say. We're going to be debating
cats and dogs again?
No. This is way more pressing than that. We're debating whether or not global warming is real. Now, of course, Kraltar believes it is real, and Dot believes that global warming is not real. Now, as the attacker, so to speak, Dot does go get to go first, please.
I'm always on the attack.
Well, no, but in this time, you're kind of defending the idea of global warming as being real.
Your sense of combat makes no sense, Frank Allen.
But it just made, you just said it was a sense of combat, so.
Lack of sense.
Well, go ahead, Dot.
I don't feel anything getting warmer.
That's it?
Look, I mean, everybody talks about how ice caps are going to melt and all this stuff. I can't even see those things. But I certainly don't feel the Earth getting any warmer.
Well, I think, now, I could be wrong. Kraltar, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe global warming.
You are always wrong!
Well, wait until I say it first, because I'm kind of agreeing with you if this is true. I believe global warming is about things that happen over many, many years, not minutes or hours or days.
You know, I think this is all just a conspiracy set up by the Earthen government.
Why would the government want to make everyone believe in global warming?
To keep its inhabitants fearful of dying.
Their deaths are inevitable at my hand.
Fearful of dying before they're supposed to, or fearful of their species dying out.
To what ends?
Probably to make them be nicer to their planet, which in general is a very good, a good goal, but I don't think it's true.
So you think that global warming is a clever ruse, basically?
By environmentalists, yes, the environmentalist earthen government.
I'm sorry, you're saying the government is made of environmentalists?
The earthen government, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, the government of all the whole planet?
Yes.
I don't believe there is one.
Not that you know of yet.
It is I, Kraltar, Lord of the Earth, and I will dispatch these accusations which have been hurled at me.
Now, hold on. I thought you said you had a certain country that you lorded over, Kraltar.
Yes, Earth.
That's not a country. That's a...
The hill people have dominated this planet in your absence, Frank Allen.
I'm not absent. I'm here. Right here.
While you were gone, must I explain the intricacies of syntax to you?
Where was I? I was on Earth.
You were away
from
whatever void you go to in between installments of this insipid program.
Okay. Well, why don't you take the mic for a moment and tell us about...
I have taken it!
Tell us about why global warming is a real threat.
I have quested to the northernmost spire in the frozen tundra in the land of Yogg, and the ice demons did tell me that a great heat will befall this world in not one, not two, but 900 years. years!
I'm sorry, so you're saying global warming will occur in 900 years?
Over 900 years!
Over the course of 900 years?
Possibly! Demons are notoriously bad at time.
Okay, so maybe over any period of time...
Are you mocking me?
No, I'm just trying to clarify your issue. Over some undetermined period of time, the world will get warmer.
The world is warm!
Then?
Yesterday!
Well, but again...
It was cold! I had to wear wolf furs!
But again, I thought... Now, global warming, I thought it had to do with many, many, many years. Like, centuries type stuff. Then, rather than, like, days.
Must it be a century for the sun to rise or the moon to set?
No, that's a day. Again, that's the day part. I'm talking about century part. Is like many, I don't want to do the math in my head, but many thousands of those.
When do we fight?
This is the debate. There doesn't have to be a fight. This is
There is always a fight. Life is a constant struggle.
Well, you always try to make it a fight, but...
Because I win!
Well, you've won so far, but...
Yes!
A coincidence.
Coincidence?
Oh, I think Miss Small...
If prowess is a coincidence...
I think Miss Small wants to say something. Go ahead.
I think this man is very stupid.
What?!
She said you were stupid.
Scribes! Speak of my intellect now!
Kraltar, he's pretty smart. Kraltar solves problems! All the time!
Why do you have to keep scribes with you? Do you not know how to write?
I am the ruler of the earth! When you are a man of as much power as me, you will not have time to write things!
No, you're not!
Also, he breaks the paper.
I don't think she's ever going to be a man of your anything.
Not with that attitude!
The wanting to be a woman attitude?
Yes!
Okay, well, speaking of global warming, we do have an expert who did want to talk about that. Expert?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you? Please.
Reasonably well. Sort of dry up here on land.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
My name is Seafellow.
Seafellow.
Reginald Seafellow.
Welcome to our studios.
Yes. I heard that you had some chair beads around. I am an avid collector.
No. We're here discussing global warming.
The chair bead is mine!
Global warming. Global warming.
For the final time, I'm a person!
Oh, okay. I am sorry.
Now, where is that voice coming from? There's magic afoot.
Now, hold on, Mr. Seafellow.
Yes.
You come from the ocean.
Now, yes.
Have you noticed any changes in the environment over the last few centuries?
Yes.
Please, tell us.
Well, primarily, living on the bottom of the sea, as I do, it's very difficult to tell what's actually happening. A little too dark, generally. I spend most of my time bumping into things, stubbing my toes. You may notice that's why they're webbed, for my protection.
I'm sorry, can you clarify something for me?
Yes.
Do you live in the sea or the ocean?
Both.
No.
The sea is primarily my summer residence.
Oh, okay.
But you're named after it.
Yes, I was born there.
Okay. In the summer?
Yes, August, well, actually. I am a Leo.
So, now, do you believe in global warming?
Yes.
Okay, that's persuasive.
I'm glad to help.
Can you tell me, what is the sea people's stance on global warming? Do they have any policies or anything like that?
Well, the thing to remember is that the sea itself is largely an upscale community inhabited by the very wealthy. They generally tend to believe scientists and other land things because it's chic these days.
Seafellow, speak to me! Tell me of your army's strength so that I might conquer it. Give me your military secrets.
No.
Mr. Seafellow?
Yes?
Do you feel the water getting warmer?
Sometimes.
No, like since 5 years ago?
Oh, you mean all the water generally?
Yes.
Yes.
Has anybody boiled yet?
Well, I haven't seen Arthur lately. I wonder what... He might have boiled. Yes, last time I saw him, he was looking slightly redder than usual.
That's interesting.
It was delicious!
He could just be embarrassed, could he not?
No.
That wouldn't make him vanish.
Merpeople are rarely embarrassed.
No, it would make him redder.
I know of the one named Arthur. Nay, a fortnight ago did I feast upon him.
Mr. Kraltar?
I am Kraltar!
What kind of creature is Arthur, if you know him so well?
Delicious!
It's true. We are entirely delicious.
Verily, it is written!
So it sounds like he actually all did right. Know this guy. He knows his flavor. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Seafellow.
Anytime. And if you see any good chair beads, please let me know.
I'm a person!
No, I know you're a person, but there might be chair beads.
War spies, pursue him! I must know of the country's weaknesses!
Kraltar rules!
Now, okay, you know what, I'm just going to get right to it. We do have another expert on the line. I think about global warming, but hopefully we'll find out.
Hello.
Hi, please, introduce yourself.
I have many names.
Sorry about that, I had something stuck in my throat. I have many names.
What are they? Well, give us two.
Okay, Baphomet.
I demand three names!
All right, three.
And Lucifer.
Okay.
And Beelzebub.
All right, that's three. Are those, like, the primary three, or...?
Well, Satan
is... Give us a taste of more names!
Sir, I'd have to ask you to please stop interrupting me.
Why?
Well, but it's just courteous. And I came on this show to really help out your point, and I just don't think that it's really...
Which of my points? I am covered in them!
Well, okay, he does have a lot of weapons. I think he means global warming.
Yes! Proceed!
Well, I'm just...
I will stop interrupting you now!
Thank you very much. I'm just a little concerned...
You're welcome!
Because the Lake of Fire has been very hot and very warm for a while, and now people are coming down here and they're thinking it's not so bad.
No, okay. Oh, okay. So you're saying... No, please go ahead. Keep going.
Well, what I'm saying is that the people on topside, they're used to the heat now from global warming, and they come down and they think it's like a jacuzzi. It's
when
a
you
sauna.
Say, when you say come down.
Into... Am I allowed to say H-E double hockey sticks?
Well, all right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hell.
Okay.
Mr. Beelzebub?
Please, Miss Mo.
Is it possible that instead of the Earth getting warmer, that hell is starting to very slowly freeze over since Kraltar has won so many debates?
What?! I will crush you, Chairbead!
No.
These mighty hands! They have rent many a Chairbead in twain!
It's not a Chairbead.
Wait, erase the insult from the records!
Erasing!
No, we gotta keep that on the records. It's
Stop
part
it.
Of the debating. It's part
I
of the
demand what is on the records and what is not on the records. Strike Frank Allen's name!
Strucken!
So who's gonna have said all the things I said?
I have eliminated your past! You do not exist!
Well, I think this man thinks he has powers that he doesn't have.
I believe you might be right.
I'm the son of a god!
What god is that?
Respect me!
What god is that?
The unnameable one!
Voldemort?
Is that true?
His name is Oz!
Oh yeah. No, Oz. No, I thought you weren't his son. You said you were his follower.
Do not question me! My father loves me!
Somebody broke a commandment!
Oh. Well, that sounds pretty dangerous. So you wanted to say, so you believe that global warming is real. Do you think it's a threat, or do you think it's a good thing?
Well, I think it's a bad thing, because I have a reputation to upkeep down here. You know, it's not like people are going to be living in central air. I want them to burn.
Okay.
You still didn't answer my question. Is it possible that hell is just getting slightly colder all the time? It could be hell cooling.
Well, to be honest, I'm kind of used to it, so I really wouldn't notice.
Yeah, because you're there all the time. If you got out once in a while, maybe you'd notice the temperature changing.
Right. And actually, my phone's starting to melt a little bit, so I'm pretty sure it's still hot.
Oh, well, don't get it on yourself, I guess, because that would hurt. But, all right, well, does anybody
Smear it on unbelievers! Make them feel pain!
Does anybody want to say anything else to Mr., the guy with many names before we let him go?
Give me the name of a weak one, and I will give him a very heavy collect call!
What?
That burns!
I don't understand.
The charges will be ridiculous in the afterlife!
Okay.
We don't allow collect calls down here, okay? I mean...
And you claim to be punishment!
No adult lines either. It is a punishment.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. But we do have... I believe we have time for one more caller. We do have another caller before we go on to the final debate. So we do have one more expert. Please.
And is this on? Because if this is on...
It's on.
Then you are listening to Dr. Zombie!
Hello. Welcome to our debate.
Thank you. It's about time you had an expert. Well, in science.
Oh, a scientific expert. Okay, good. Now, please.
Dr. Zombie.
Tell us about whether global warming is real.
Whether global warming is real. An excellent question.
What's the answer?
Well, the scientific community is, as with all things, unsure. And I cannot say murder the results.
I'm sorry, murder?
I
murder!
Mean process.
Process the results.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said
it is not really
murder.
My area of expertise. However, I thought that science should be introduced to this farce.
Woo! Farce!
This farce run by you, Frank Allen,
Woo!
Is farce! Missing science!
Well, okay.
Which I thought I would provide.
Okay, well, give us the science.
I
is
just
there,
did.
Is there science behind... global warming. Does the evidence support that it's getting warmer or not?
I have littered the battlefields with evidence supporting my claims!
There's
a mountain of dead as a testament to me!
First of all-
Really?
First of all, you shouldn't litter.
What is your GPS? I must know!
I don't think he has that kind of technology.
I have all technology! I have slain the machine makers!
Where's the mountain?
Then that means you have no technology.
I have all technology!
All technology that you have.
I take the secrets of those I kill!
Rules.
Frank
yes,
Allen!
I do rule!
You
yes.
are drowning out my science. Remember, we are talking on a geological scale. Conditions have actually been changing since the dawn of this planet. Once it was a sulfur-filled wasteland. From that scale, there has been global cooling.
So you're saying on Well, on the average, are we warmer than usual or cooler than usual?
Well, that depends on your definition of usual.
Average.
That depends on your definition of average.
In every year...
Are we speaking geological average? Are we speaking the average from today and yesterday?
Today is warmer! I have stated this point!
Frank Allen, you must make this debate more clear.
All time. Every day since history began.
Every day is different!
Since history began, there has been cooling. There was this thing called the Big Bang. I suggest you read a book.
I've read a book. Many of us.
Apparently not
yes,
the right
your
one.
Your ignorance exposed!
Well, some people might say that the Bible is a book and that it says the opposite.
What else could the Bible be but a book? You make no sense!
Well, hold on. Kraltar, why are you on his side?
I'm not on his side!
He just said there was cooling.
There's warmth! He said there was warmth!
He said there was cooling.
Then I will slay him!
I am sending some of my friends to meet you. They will speak with you about your... Bible.
No, I don't have a Bible
Good!
On me.
It will all not right. help you anyway.
All right.
Do all you right. have any more questions before me, before I have you smoked?
Miss Maul, do you have any questions for him?
Also, do you have any chair beads?
What are these chair beads?
Okay, look.
They are decorative ornaments.
Listen to me once and for all. Chair beads are a kind of decorative ornament, yes, that originated on Planet Small because we make things like necklaces and earrings that are too small for you humans. I brought them with me. I leave them on chairs, and for some reason you are stupid and think that they are ornaments for the chair.
Oh, Planet Small.
You will
My
come
favorite
with-
cereals come from there.
You like very
we
small cereal?
We don't make cereal.
Cereal with an S. I like your shows.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. That is all.
Okay. Well,
I agree with him about the cooling thing. I think that's probably true.
Well, please.
Thank
it's actually
you.
Time
Dr.
for your...
Dr. Zombie, signing out!
If I may speak!
No. Hold on. It's time for closing argument.
I have the talking shell!
That's not a... That's not my shell. It's time for the closing argument.
That is what the man who I slew said as well.
Hold on. Now, you wait a second. Dot, Mrs. Small, please.
My name is not Mrs. Small.
Miss.
You are an incompetent Kraltar should lead this debate.
I have one name and it is Dot.
Kraltar wins!
Do your closing arguments, please, ma'am.
Do you think I can get through them without being interrupted?
Yes!
Okay. This is a very, very obvious, simple fact that a lot of loud yelling men don't seem to understand because they either can't write or don't know what books are. But...
That is unfounded!
That was an interruption.
Yes, it was.
She was attacking me!
No, she was talking about...
I was defending!
She might have been talking about someone else.
Not an interruption!
Same thing. Please, continue.
Defending via interruption.
Please, continue.
Okay. The empire that is the government of Earth, the Earthen government, is made up of sort of terrorist environmentalists who are bent on getting the entire citizenship of the Earth to stop polluting, and they are scaring everyone. They're using fear by telling them that if they keep polluting, if they keep doing these terrible things, the Earth is going to heat up and everyone is going to die. And while their goal of getting people to stop polluting is very good, they're just lying. It's a falsehood. There's no scientific basis for it.
Okay. And now, Kraltar, you can use your shell
now
if you
can
want.
Go yell
at I will tell you of what is a falsehood. You are a chair bead, and you will ornament my throne,
yes,
which I shall grace with my buttocks every day.
No, please, global warming.
I just had to say that.
Okay.
I'm on topic.
Please, global warming.
Yes.
Is it real?
Yes.
And?
And it is real.
That's the first thing.
You wish support? Then I shall give it to you, Frank Allen. Fire demons from below are coming and melting the Ice Lord's lands. It is written on the sacred scroll. Display the sacred scroll.
This here is the sacred scroll. Read it.
Gaze upon it and die, for only I may look at the sacred scroll.
Bear gaze upon it?
No, look at it and die.
I don't.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not dying. But
you looked upon it?
Well, yeah.
Then we will address this after the debate.
Wait, Bob,
you told me to look at it.
I don't think this is the right divine scroll.
I
think it's the one in the green bag. Did you bring the green bag?
Well, you have brought the wrong sacred scroll!
Okay. Well,
sorry about that. Middle management issue. It has been resolved.
That's a compelling argument.
I am correct on 4 points. I am the strongest. I am the mightiest. I am the greatest. My swords are the sharpest. I have won.
Let's find out.
That was 5, and they're all wrong.
Okay, well, this is a first. It's the first time a wild card has ever won a debate, but it's pretty obvious.
Frank Allen, I challenge you here and now
to
one-on-one combat.
Hold on, I'm in the middle of something.
You will be in the middle of my sword.
All right, listen,
I don't think you know how swords work.
I have slain many!
Miss Small, you get to go on to the final debate.
Thank you very much. I'm glad somebody noticed my intellect.
And you'll be
she
up against...
She goes to my throne!
Lord Zest. Now, Kraltar, you are unfortunately done on this show.
War marriages! Give me my armor!
Kraltar, do you really want
to... Are you a coward?
Do you really want to do this?
Will you not face me, Frank Allen?
You really want to do this
on the field of battle!
I'll come out of my cage.
I want my Frank Allen slaying sword that the smiths of yore have crafted unto me.
So heavy.
Here you go.
So difficult
Here
to
I come.
Wield.
Here I come.
I'm standing to fight you.
You better watch it.
Step from your cage.
I'm out. Here we go. Anyway, that just about does it for Kraltar, unfortunately.
Holy
Thank
crap.
You.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But we do have one more episode of Debatatorium 2006 left, the final debate, to find out who is Debatiator of the Year. Is it Lord Zest, or is it Miss Small? It's a good question.
My name is Dot, Mr. Earth.
Well, then we'll see who wins. This is Debatatorium 2006. Good night.